You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi, this is Anne-Marie, and welcome to another show. Do you have a book inside you just waiting to get out? If so, according to an article on Huffington Post, you're one of the 82% of people who want to write a book. Perhaps you're even in the process of writing your first book already, or maybe your second or third, or maybe you've got a lot of books out there already. Now, whether you're a published author or you long to become a published author, you'll want to go and grab a pen and paper and take down the notes that my guest today is about to share. Now, Stacey Myers joins me on today's show, and Stacey is a mentor to authors and supports them in building a powerful author platform so they can build a powerful online presence with their book. And on today's show, she's going to share why every author and writer needs an author platform, even if they haven't started writing yet, the key elements you must have in place for your author platform, and key strategies to follow daily to ensure your author platform works for you, and much more. So enjoy the show. So welcome to the show, Stacey.
Hi, Anne-Marie. How are you?
Oh, fabulous. Great that you could join me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You mentioned some really great statistics that I want to share because they're really quite incredible. 82% of people want to write a book.
I know, it's an astronomical number of people that want to write books.
And I have heard people say, you know, everyone has a book inside them, but not everybody has the ability or they actually take action to get that book out of their head. So, you know, it's an incredible number. Something else you mentioned too that I think I'd love to share with the listeners is that approximately 3 million books were published in 2011, and it's said to double, maybe even triple, by the end of 2012, which is just incredible, isn't it?
I know, it's an absolutely astronomical number of books, and it's because it's just getting so much easier now to publish a book. People can, you can put your book up on Kindle, self-publish a physical book. It's just so much easier to get your books out there.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, just really amazing, particularly for service-based entrepreneurs and women solopreneurs. We want to showcase our knowledge and our credibility. Writing a book is a fantastic way to do that, and I've heard of so many people who have gotten speaking opportunities and high-profile clients because of the fact that they've written a book.
Oh, I think having written a book gives you so much more credibility. And it's not as hard to write a book these days as it used to be, because there are also people out, so many services out there that people help you write your book or can write bits of your book for you. There now is just, there are amazing opportunities.
Yeah. You know, many years ago in my career, our coaching practice, I wrote a book, 10 Key Steps to Ace That Interview. And that book still, I have people reaching out, can you come and speak about this? This is a topic that, you know, our listeners and our members are really interested in. So the things that you're going to share today is very, very close to my heart. Now, you talk about an author platform. Can you tell our listeners, what is an author platform?
Yes, so basically an author platform is anywhere that you have contact with anybody that could be a potential reader. So it's people that visit your website, it's people that visit you on social media, if you have speaking engagements, it's the people that you meet there, your email list, if you do book signings, it's really anywhere that you are reaching out to people or are available for people to reach out to you.
So it's like the first impression. It's the first time someone is finding out a little bit more information about who you are and what you do. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Yeah. And so really, I would imagine that it's such an important tool or tools for authors and writers to have one. What would you say about that?
Oh, it's definitely, I think it's imperative. I heard someone say that an author without a website is like a salesman without a product. So that's how important it is. And it doesn't matter if you're publishing or self-publishing, it's really important to create an author platform. Mm. And although I work a lot with people creating online platforms, it's still a lot of opportunities to create your author platform offline as well. So it's not specifically online. But one of the first things, if you're looking to be published, is they say to you, what's your author platform? How many people are on Facebook? Who are you reaching on your website? And it's just a great place to have meet people and interact with people. And it's like once you're ready to launch a book, you have an already established readership. They're ready to buy your book.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, for people who know that down the track they are going to publish a book, it's important now to start building that profile, because just like any social media or getting online, it takes time, doesn't it, to build that strong, solid platform.
Yeah, it does. And that's, you bring up a really great point, because one of the things I like to do is educate people about starting your online platform way before your book is even finished, because it does take time. And people get into writing mode and then they finish their book and they look up and it's ready to market and they're like, oh, like, who do I market my book to? Yeah. And it's a loss. It's easier. It's less stressful if you can just be doing small components of building that relationship every day. And the other thing that's really great about being online is that you also start to build relationships with other people in that are in your interest area and who you can then reach out to support you at the time when you're ready to launch your book.
Yeah. And you can almost like seed, S-E-E-D, the fact that this book is coming out. So you can really create buzz about that. And if your ideal audience who really wants to get their hands on the material that you're going to be sharing in your book, if you can start to say, hey, you know, 2 months to go or something like that, you already are creating a hungry audience.
Oh, exactly. And I've seen some authors do some wonderful things with their blogs. They share parts of their book and get feedback from their audience. And there's even a lot of crowdsourcing going on for books these days where people reach out to their readership and they're doing bits of editing or giving ideas about the book cover design.
I know you mentioned a little bit about the crowdsourcing, but for those people who are listening thinking, crowdsourcing, what's this? Do you want to speak a little bit about what crowdsourcing is?
Yeah, so basically it's incorporating like your crowd, so to speak, in helping you to produce your book. So it may be they help fund the book, it may be that they edit the book or they read over to certain chapters of the book and give you feedback on them. So they have a lot more involvement in your book as you're making it. And then it feels like they're all part of your book when it's time for ready to launch. They've really played an active role in helping you really formulate and get the book out there.
Sure. And typically with crowdsourcing, because I know that there is someone out there asking or thinking about this, do you typically pay people to crowdsource, or are they people that really do already know, like, and trust you and therefore are willing to provide their support?
Well, it can be a variety of those things and both of them as well. Mm-hmm. It can just be people that have their blogs and they reach out to their readers to ask them if they'd like to be involved in it. Or some people actually put together and have people pay to be part of doing all of the process of putting the book together.
I saw that on Facebook the other day. Someone who I was connected with held an event, and it was like a fundraising event where people would contribute funds, and she was raising money to have this book so she could write it and reach out and publish it. So that's exactly what you're talking about. Now she's crowdsourcing, getting people that she's connected to on Facebook to help fund her project.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, fabulous. So we talked a little bit about an author's platform. So what are some of the key components that you recommend want-to-be authors or people who already have written their book and haven't got a platform already? What sort of elements do they need to incorporate into it?
Well, you definitely want to have a website. that would be the first thing that where you'd want to start. And then from there, you're going to then start to reach out onto social media. So we all know the big ones like Google+, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. And it's having a think about which ones of those platforms would have your ideal reader on there. Because again, especially for people starting out, like going and building a presence on all of those places can be really overwhelming. So if you're doing a business book, I would suggest LinkedIn is a good place, and Twitter and Facebook are also great places for you to be able to promote your book. It kind of becomes a bit of a circle. So you may have things going on your website, and then because some people will meet you on your website and never interact with you on Facebook. And I know a lot of people on Facebook that might never use Twitter. So it's making yourself available in as many places as possible to be able to be reached by your potential readership.
And I think with what you're saying is just so important, is that if you set up your profile and someone is searching for you on that profile, you would have a link back to your main website so they can certainly find out a little bit more about you. I mean, how often have I tried to look up an author's, you know, someone's tweeted something and in their bio it's got author as well, and I thought, wow, maybe I can have them on the show and they can talk a little bit more about their book and their expertise. No link whatsoever on their platform at all, and I don't have time to go and search. So really it's a missed opportunity. So I think what you're saying to everyone is get out there, get your profile set up, have all of the contact details, they're all linking back to the website, so that potential, maybe even joint venture partners or people who want to promote the book to their membership, all of those people have access to find out more information about you.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And it is, I've had the same experience trying to find people. And one of the things for me, when you look for somebody on their Facebook page, and then there's no link in the about section, and then you click on it and there's still no link. And I'm like you, if it takes too long to try and find somebody, then I move on.
Talk about the website. Do you think someone, because say for instance someone's already a coach or a consultant, and they think, you know what, I'm going to package my content and my knowledge in a book, do they have to have a completely separate website? Or do you think if they do it strategically, they can create a part of their existing website already dedicated to the book?
My personal opinion that it is much better to keep it all in one place, because it's more more places for other people to try. People have a separate website, massive launch for their book, and that's fine. But if but for ongoing sales and people being able to find and access their book, it's a must to have it on your website.
Yeah. Let me just repeat that for people listening today, because the recording dropped out a little bit, Stacey, and you mentioned something that's so very important. And you said that if you've already got an existing website and you've now authored a book, you don't need to go out and create a completely separate website just for this particular book, or multiple books if you've suddenly got the bug and you really want to take that to the next level. But incorporate that into your website. And I think, Stacey, why that is a fantastic idea is because your website is already there. It's probably already got Google love. People are already probably searching for you and visiting your articles and blog posts and things like that. So you're already picking up on a lot of traffic that's probably already coming to that website, yes?
Yes, exactly. And even for people that are just starting websites out, it's really important that you can keep it all in the same place. I know we're talking about websites, but on a side note, one of the biggest questions I get is, oh, I've written 3 books and I've got a Facebook page for each of my books and I've got my own personal Facebook page, and they're in absolute and complete overwhelm of having to maintain all of these different book places everywhere. And so I always recommend that you want to be known as the author of the book, because if you're known as your book title, and then 3 years down the track or whatever, you want to write another book, then where do you go with that? Oh, we'll build another Facebook page. And then you just get into loads of trouble with it.
Oh, I don't know about our listeners, but just you mentioning, oh, well, I've got this book, this page, and this page, and this page in my purse. Even I felt overwhelmed just listening to you saying that. So incredibly busy and overwhelmed. And I think by combining them all and having it under perhaps your name, it adds to credibility, doesn't it? Because not only have you written one book, you've written multiple books. And if they are on the same sort of topical interest, like for instance, if you're targeting business owners, you may have a reader of one book think, wow, I want to get a copy of that because I love this book so much. I'm sure he or she has provided even a, you know, more value in this particular book. So it really adds to credibility having it all integrated together, yes?
Yes, exactly. It does. And then as you, if they're not the same genre, then it's sometimes something to have a conversation about or think about what's the best way is going to be for you. Because some people write fiction books and non-fiction books, and then they get confused as to who they're actually talking to and like who's going to look what. So there are like distinct cases where it wouldn't be that's for everything on the one page, but the majority of authors, that's the best way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I know for all of the people who are listening today, they're probably thinking, okay, I've got to get the website going, I can integrate it in my existing, fantastic, that's great, I've got to get some of the profiles put together. And some people may already have profiles set up already, but they just need to now make mention of the fact that they have authored this book. Overall, if you're talking about you having to get online and network and build these relationships, overall, how much time would you recommend someone spend, or how much time on average would it take someone to really consistently build this strong profile out online?
That's actually quite a difficult question to answer because it is distinct for every person. Mm-hmm. And some people get online and spend a lot of time and they love it and it's enjoyable and they're meeting a lot of people and it's fitting in exactly with what they're doing. And then there are other people that sit there for hours on end and it's not really productive for them because they're not really clear about what it is that they're trying to achieve. But you can, with minimal amount of time, create an online presence. If you want to, if you blog once a week, if you spend some time every day on the social media sites. And what I didn't mention before when I was talking about your online presence, as well as like the larger platforms, there are many more social media or social networking opportunities that are more linked towards readers and authors, and it's a great place for them to be. Like Goodreads is a good website, and there are very many other forums that people can take part in as well.
What was that website, sorry, Stacey? Goodreads?
Oh, sorry, Goodreads. So Goodreads, authors can put their book up on Goodreads and authors read it and they review them. You can do book giveaways on the website and put up, if you're having a book signing or a certain other event, people can access that information on Goodreads.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, and they have it almost like a virtual bookshelf for people. So you can go in there and say, well, I'm reading this book, I've read that book, and this is what I thought of it, and these are the books that I'm looking to read.
Oh, that's fabulous. So already you're networking. And so people who are going to Goodreads are not just necessarily other authors, it can also be people who are passionate readers?
Oh, yeah, definitely, where you can go and find other books. And I think it's more the readers that give out the reviews as well than other authors.
That's a great resource. Thank you for sharing that. And, of course, when you're talking about blogging, and I just thought I'd mention it because you never know who might be listening to the show. When you talk about regularly blogging, perhaps once a week, you're talking about writing an article to, again, showcase your knowledge and expertise and then lead people through to your book as an additional resource if they want more information.
Exactly. And a blog is a fantastic thing to have because it's fresh content on your website all the time. So it gives people a reason to come back. And then your blog articles are great information to put out onto social media sites. So you can promote your blog post out on Facebook, you can promote it on Twitter, and then have it, it's a link back to your website. So it comes back again to having all of your parts like all interrelated and interlinked with each other.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, Stacey, this is something that you support authors in developing. You get behind them, you help them build their platforms and share the strategies behind how whatever they're doing online, whether it be the blogging, the articles, the social media, getting that key strategy so that everything they're doing has a goal, has a focus, and they're getting the best results on their time and energy and putting into that. So for people who are listening today thinking, you know what, I need to be doing that, I've got this book and it's just sitting on the shelf, not not doing much at all, how can they get in contact with you?
The best place to find me is on my website, and it's www.stacymyers.com. And on there, you can then reach out to me. All of my social media links are on my website. So then you can come and have a chat with me on Facebook or send me a tweet on Twitter. And fabulous. I'd love to connect with people in any of those places.
Fabulous. And, of course, the website there is Stacey Myers, StaceyMyers.com. Fabulous. Thank you so very much for coming on the show today, Stacey. It's a really incredible time for us to be in, where anyone, as you said earlier, anyone can publish a book if they want to self-publish. And what you've shared today is a way that they're going to reach out, build community, reach out to their ideal clients who are going to buy the book, their ideal readers, to get that book out there. So fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks, Anne-Marie, for having me. And I just want to leave people with one thing. It's don't wait until your book is written to start working on your author platform.
Absolutely. So what did you think of today's show? I mean, I thought it was valuable. If you are an author or you're a want-to-be author, let us know in the comments section below if you're listening to the show from our website. Let us know. What did you think? What are you doing already? Is there a platform that you are proactive on that is really generating the best results? Or is there a platform that you think after listening to Stacey, hey, I really need to get onto that, because that's just going to be another avenue of getting out there and reaching out to my ideal audience? And of course, if you want to become part of the conversation, our Twitter handle is @TheAmbitiousPod. That's @TheAmbitiousPod. Or you can connect with us on Facebook. Just search for The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. And of course, if you're listening from our iTunes channel, really encourage you to pop across to either Twitter or Facebook or all those different platforms. We want to hear from you. You're an important part of our community as our listener, and we want to know what you think. As a business coach and marketing mentor for ambitious entrepreneurs, one of the things that I love to do every day is to share an inspirational tip. And I want to do that here today as well. And today's inspirational tip is: first impressions are lasting. Ensure the online footprint that you're creating doesn't leave a negative impression. And this fits in perfectly with what I was talking today about with Stacey, about building your author's platform, or just building a platform online if you're an ambitious entrepreneur, to make sure that everything that you do, everything that you say, the comments that you share online, even to right down to the Facebook groups that you join, it all speaks your brand. So the next time, before you press enter, reread. What is it that I'm going to share? Would I want my mother reading that? Would I want an ideal client to read that? Would I want my prospective reader to read this comment? And if the answer is, well, I'm not really sure, or I don't know, then please, can I encourage you, do not press send. Write something that's inspiring, that's uplifting, and that is going to continue to allow you to build an amazing first impression and always be of that professional nature. Because after all, everything that you do and say is building your brand. So hopefully you found that helpful today. Now, if you are an ambitious entrepreneur and, you know, you're struggling a little bit in your business, I encourage you to reach out and apply for one of my business breakthrough strategy sessions. Every month I release a number of those and invite you to apply. If you want to find out a little bit more information, all you need to do is go to this link, bit.ly, so that's bit.ly/breakthrough session. That's bit.ly/breakthrough session. You can find out a little bit more about that. Sign up for one of those and I'll speak to you soon. Anyway, until next week, as always, stay brilliant and stay inspired. Look forward to connecting with you again. Reach out online to the social media platforms I mentioned earlier in the show. Love to hear from you and find out what you're doing in your business. Until next time, this is Anne-Marie. You've been listening to The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about and customize sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.